This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. We have arrived, ladies and gentlemen, at the next phase of the streaming wars. If you thought the competition between Hulu and Netflix and all the other early entries into the streaming space was fierce, you ain't seen nothing yet. Yesterday, AT&T announced its new streaming service, HBO Max, is going to launch in May, $14.99 a month, if you're interested. Apple TV Plus bows on Friday. I think that's the language the Hollywood trade papers use, right? Bows. $4.99 a month. Disney Plus joins the party next month at $6.99 per. And Peacock, that's NBC Comcast, is going to show up in the spring. Each of them has different shows on offer. And while there is, yes, a war over prices, we also seem to be in for a content war of sorts. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
Want to rewatch Game of Thrones or Friends? Go to HBO Max. Want the Avengers or Star Wars or anything Pixar? Try Disney. If you like The Office and Saturday Night Live, try Peacock. Overwhelmed yet?
There are a lot of services coming, and it will be confusing for consumers.
Jessica Reif Ehrlich is Senior Analyst for Media and Entertainment at Bank of America Merrill Lynch. All the streaming services are coming at consumers, peddling a different bank of shows. Thousands and thousands of hours of programming. But here's the thing about old shows and movies. You can binge them and then cancel your subscription.
You're going to have to add new content pretty aggressively to keep them there.
Michael Smith is Professor of Information Technology and Marketing at Carnegie Mellon. But here's the thing about new shows. They're not worth much if you can't get people to watch them.
These companies realize that it's a land grab right now to try to gain market share.
Ross Benish is an analyst at eMarketer. Low prices are one way to lure people in, but it's not quite that simple.
So many of them are operating their streaming services at a loss. Then they're also making all these deals to loop you in so that you don't even feel like you're paying for them.
Join Amazon Prime for fast free shipping. Get Amazon streaming. Buy an iPhone, get Apple TV Plus free for a year. Use Verizon for your cell phone, get Disney Plus free for a year. This makes it even harder to predict who is going to win the streaming wars. But with such a crowded field, one thing is clear, says Michael Smith.
They're not all going to survive.
So for now, you can just sit back and pop some popcorn and watch these guys fight it out. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.